Crypto VC funding falls to $659 in April, lowest since July 2024. Crypto venture capital funding fell to $659 million in April 2026, the lowest monthly total since July 2024, according to figures shared by Cointelegraph on May 2. The drop ends a string of 1B-plus months that define the second half of 2025 and points to a much more selective deal environment heading into mid-year. Bitcoin was trading at $78,227, pro 1.4% in the past 24 hours, and Ether at 2301, 0.7% as of May 2, 2026, with the Fear and Greed Index at 45, neutral. Prices have held up, but the cooling in private capital tells a different story than spot markets. A 9-month low in monthly capital deployed, $659 million, is small by the standards of the past 2 years. Monthly totals through late 2025 routinely cleared 1.2B to 1.8B, lifted by large rounds in stablecoin infrastructure, restaking, and tokenization. April's number is roughly half of the late 2025 baseline, and the weakest reading since July 2024, when the post-halving slowdown briefly pulled monthly funding below $700. The slowdown is visible in deal mix more than in deal count. Founders and allocators we monitor have flagged that seed and pre-seed checks are still flowing, but Series B and later rounds, which carry the largest dollar values, have thinned out sharply. When two or three nine-figure rounds slip from 1 month to the next, the headline total can fall quickly, even if the number of deals barely changes. What is actually getting funded? The composition of April deals matters more than the headline. Based on the broader trend allocators have described in recent weeks, the strongest categories continue to be stablecoin issuance and payments rails, where regulatory tailwinds in the US and EU have kept banks and fintechs writing checks. Real-world asset tokenization platforms, particularly those with custody or transfer agent licensing. Compliance, KYC, and on-chain analytics, driven by exchange and stablecoin demand. Categories that are clearly cooler include consumer wallets, NFT infrastructure, and generic Layer 1 and Layer 2 token plays. Several VCs have publicly said they are no longer participating in token-only rounds for new chains, citing weak unlock economics and a thin secondary market for early-stage tokens. The AI plus crypto bucket, which absorbed an outsized share of capital in 2025, also looks softer in April. Some of that is timing rather than a permanent shift, but allocators have started asking harder questions about revenue and usage instead of just compute roadmaps. Why the slowdown is happening now? Three pressures are stacking at once. First, exit conditions. The IPO window for crypto-native companies has not opened in the US, and acquisition multiples have come down as public proxies trade at lower revenue multiples than they did at the start of 2025. Without a clear path to liquidity, growth stage funds have less appetite to mark up portfolios at premium valuations. Second, fund cycles. Several large crypto funds raised in 2021 and 2022 are nearing the end of their primary deployment windows. Rather than pushing fresh capital into a flat market, some are conserving dry powder for follow-on rounds in existing portfolio companies. That reduces the pool of new checks available each month. Third, the macro backdrop. With the Federal Reserve holding rates steady and risk assets trading sideways for most of April, LP commitments to new venture funds have been slow, particularly from family offices and sovereign allocators that drove much of the 2024 to 2025 inflow. What to watch next? A single month does not make a trend. May funding numbers, expected from CryptoRank and Galaxy Research in early June, will show whether April was a one-off gap or the start of a sustained cooler period. Three things would change the picture quickly: a large stablecoin or tokenization round above $200, which would by itself pull the monthly total back above the 1B mark. Movement on US prediction market or perpetuals licensing, which could unlock institutional capital sitting on the sidelines. A clear policy signal from the SEC or CFTC on token-based rounds, which has been the biggest open question for late-stage allocators. For founders, the practical takeaway is that the bar has moved. Rounds that would have closed on a strong narrative in 2025 now need clearer revenue, usage, or regulatory positioning. For users of crypto products, Fewer mega rounds in consumer infrastructure will likely show up later in the year as slower feature shipping at wallets, exchanges, and card issuers that depend on outside funding.